Sorry,
we're back, baby. Welcome to the VIP Vegas podcast. I go by the name of Stephen James.
And I'm Bruntley Vegas. Make sure you like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell for all your Las Vegas material.
Please do. It helps us out a lot. We will love and respect you guys forever. What are we saying, Bruntley? What are we covering today, my son?
Well, this is going to be a bit of an episode to just help you guys out on things to consider what you should do before you book the trip to Vegas, because there's so much that you think, oh, it's Vegas, let's go, yeah, let's do this. Yeah, yeah. There's just, yeah, a couple of bits that you need to just be, you know, aware of. Yeah. So we're going to cover that today. But
yeah, that's going to be one of the main things. And I suppose it's a big topic, so there's a lot to talk about there. Mm. But I think we'll start things off. Like, what's new, Bruntie? You being the facts and figures guy, do you know much about what's been happening over the last week or two, or any big announcements?
I laugh at myself because I pull out the phone to remind myself, but I already have it loaded in my head.
Oh, I
sometimes
see.
It depends.
Sometimes you want to have a certain order of how you talk about things, possibly.
This is it.
First
thing is going to be quite nice due to the fact of our topic today. MGM Grand is doing a whole refurbishment on all their rooms and suites.
Wow.
So, I mean, I don't know how outdated it all is, but I thought it still looked pretty fresh from when I stayed there. Mm-hmm. But that was like back in 2017, and I thought it was all right. But yeah, all of the refurbishments that are happening, it's all going to be done in the rooms and the suites, and all the old furniture, they're going to move it into Excalibur.
Okay.
To give Excalibur a bit of a revamp.
Yeah, that needs it as well. But you know, it's funny you say that, because I don't know if you remember on one of the previous podcasts, I said, when you mentioned about MGM, I said, you know, when we was comparing it to Caesars, I think it was, and I was saying that, yeah, I'd rather stay at Caesars than MGM, but I'd rather party at MGM rather than Caesars.
Yeah.
And I was saying about sort of like the rooms that were a little bit dated, and now it's funny. Maybe they watched the pod. You don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
who
they watched
knows?
The VIP Vegas boys said we need to up our game and sort the rooms out. So maybe that might be it. But
you never know.
Yeah. If you're watching, guys, fair play.
I thought that's actually pretty cool because, MGM Grand is a big one.
Yeah, of course. There's a lot of rooms there. Do you know what? I think if you look into it, MGM is probably got the most rooms for a hotel in Vegas. I think. I remember seeing that stat. I'm sure it was.
Okay.
So have a look into that. Correct me if I'm wrong, Bruntie, but I think they've got MGM Grand has got the most rooms out of any hotel in Vegas.
The Sphere, another residency. I don't know if you're much into like country music and things like that. Like, I went to Ole Red last year.
Yeah.
And that's quite new.
Yeah.
And that's a sick night.
Mate, it's
absolutely amazing.
It's underrated. I'll tell you what, that's definitely one to check out for like a pre-drink before the nightclub, guys. Like Ole Red on the Strip. It's very central outside Bally's and that.
Yeah, they've also got, similar to how we were talking about Beer Park on whichever episode it was, that there's also a rooftop bit on Ole Red, and you can book, I think the table is 777 or something, and you get the whole fountain view and stuff. Going back to actually what I was going to say is the Sphere is going to have Kenny Chesney. So it's going to be May, June time, I think, from when we're actually out there. So if you are a country fan in the Sphere, there's another residency for you.
Kenny
so
Chesney, not Chesney Hawk. I think the country music's coming back in a big way. Well, it never went anywhere, don't get me wrong, but it's becoming a bit more mainstream and for the youngsters now. Like there's a few girls that I met in Dubai, and I said to them, like, what music you're into, like, to see where they wanted to go, whatever. And they were like, we're into country music. I was taken back by it because a lot of people are like R&B, hip hop, house or whatever, but they were like, no, we're fully into the country music, Elvis, you know, people like that.
It's kind of a nice break between, like, Dolly Parton, say, the other main music you might listen to. I mean, when me and my missus were going on like a road trip, we stuck country songs in the car.
Yeah.
It was just quite nice being out on the open road.
It's good vibes,
isn't it?
It's
very American.
Very American. It's good vibes. It's sort of like, it just puts you in a good mood, I think, listening to a lot of country stuff. Or not maybe a lot, but listening to country music.
Like I say, here and there, a bit of everything. But Gordon Ramsay has also opened another restaurant. It's at Flamingo, where it has like outdoor patio sort of scenario. Yeah, so
he seems to be taking over that Link Promenade, didn't he? Like, because he's got the British Gordon Ramsay along there, which is only a small little place, like more of a takeaway fish and chips sort of shop, but it's really nice.
There's one in Caesars, then there's also one that's Hell's Kitchen, I think.
Hell's Kitchen's across the road from the Link. That's what I'm saying. So
he's got a lot.
But then you've got the Flamingo, which is down the Link Promenade and to the right. So he's obviously, he's working his way down.
Speaking of restaurants, on the final bit before we go into the topics of this episode, is that premium seating is now also being considered as like a pay for the view, pay for the table sort of vibe. Right. It's always sort of had that in some form of capacity, but now I think it's just going to become a bit more prominent.
Where's that, sorry?
So just in general, like big restaurants are going to now start putting like premium seating. So if you wanted the table that's at the center of, I think Largo or something like that for Bellagio Fountains. Like if you want that premium table or Mayfair,
it's going to come with a premium.
Yeah, so you have to, similar to like the VIP table spends that we have, a minimum spend requirement's going to be now for your food.
Oh, mate, I'm surprised that that's not been introduced a lot sooner, because it makes it makes sense, because everyone wants that table.
This is it. So I think they had that in some form of capacity anyway, but
more
now
first it's just, come first serve really for that one. But yeah, I mean, you're right. It generally comes down to minimum spends really now.
Yeah.
Which, you know, most places, if the supply, I mean, the demand is there, then and the supply is very short for them sort of tables, then it has to be some sort of minimum spend in place, I suppose.
Yeah, makes sense. But with today's episode, would you want to jump straight into our topic, or would you like some more stories?
What was we talk? So, yeah, I mean, that's some general stuff that's happening just some in Vegas at the moment. News of the week, why not just dive straight in? I mean, we've had a few people message and send voice notes and send emails with stories. What's that voice note you had the other day, actually?
Yeah,
it's cool. A bit of a long one, guys, so I don't know if we should play it or not. But
we're switching our format up just to, again, engage with you guys, bring you in to see if, you know, doing it in this way round would be better or not. But story seems to be one of the highlights that people like. And so, yeah, we have got quite a long voice note this time around, but I thought it's going to be more authentic for you guys to hear it from him.
Yeah.
From this anonymous person, rather than me trying to convey his story and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it gives you guys a bit of an insight that we do get genuine stories submitted to us. And it's not just stories of me and Steve. So I thought, we'll let it play. We'll see how it comes out. And obviously, if you guys give us the feedback in the comments to say, this isn't really how I'd format it.
Yeah.
If you do send a voice note in, and like I said on a previous episode, make sure it's like 30 seconds to a minute if you can on your story, or again, a short paragraph. So then that makes it a bit easier for us.
Yeah. So obviously, just to add on to that, just remember it's sort of like a work in progress. It's more of a community podcast to get you guys involved. Mm. So if there is anything you think we can improve on, or if you've got any stories similar to what we're going to play now, by all means, send them through. Just general feedback, like you touched on, Bronte, really. Just, you know, if anything you could send through, or any ideas you've got to improve the show, then we'll be really happy to hear from you.
Here we go. So,
go on.
Story one, genuine reaction from us, and let's see what it says.
Afternoon, mate. Lovely to see you on the podcast group, and I've seen VIP Vegas before, so
we're playing this on 1.5 speed, by the way, everyone.
Out, but whether you want to use this or not is completely up to you. I'd gone out with my brother last year, and also coincidentally my business partner. So we had an exhibition networking event out there, and as you can imagine,
pause it a sec,
Bronny. No prisoners.
This voice note, as you can probably tell, we're playing it a bit faster than what he recorded it at, because it's quite a long one. But so far, we'll get understanding. He's gone there with his brother-in-law for a work convention sort of thing. Okay, cool. So he's gone to Vegas for a work convention.
And the flight touched ground. We were out and about, sort of having a bit of a time taking in the sights, if you will. We had a customer meeting on the Sunday at 5 o'clock for dinner. And we'd gone out on the Saturday thinking, obviously, we've got plenty of time to go out, have a good night out, a bit of a piss up. And
as you do, as you do.
Can't remember where we got on the night. We'd had a pool party in the day. And by the time we'd got to the club on the night, we were on a good level. Ended up having a bit of a gamble. We were doing what we were doing. Got to the club, drinking, bottles, all of that sort of standard stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
It's to the point in the night where me,
he knows,
my brother, you know, we've gone our separate ways. I've found someone, he's found someone. We're having a bit of a good time.
Pause it a sec.
Nice.
What a geezer.
Already.
Wait, I'll tell you what, right? He's, messaging back. Next time he's out in Vegas, tell him to come and meet us for a drink,
Yeah,
he sounds like a bit of a boy. So to to recap, what have we got so far? So he's gone to Vegas with his brother-in-law for a work convention.
Yep, they're already out in the club drinking. They've done a bit of gambling, so he says they're at a good level.
They're on a good level. They found a couple of birds, by the sounds of it.
So they've got a girl each.
Yeah, so, and is that where we are?
That's where we're at.
Right,
yeah.
So they found a couple of girls each, and yeah, push play.
Cool.
So I'm thinking to myself, you know what, I've had enough. It's about 3 o'clock. It's time to call it a night.
3 o'clock in the morning, he's had enough.
Staying at the Trump, get back, brother's nowhere to be found.
I'll just stay at the Trump Hotel.
I think he'll be back by morning. Next thing, I'm waking up at about 11 o'clock, still nowhere to be found. Call his phone, nothing. Text him, nothing. No communication, no nothing. Wait till about midday, I'm up and out by this point down by the
pool. Pause it a sec, Bunny. So, yeah, this seems to be like the common thing. People just disappear.
People disappear.
Yeah. So it's not like, yeah, I mean, we've had quite a few, but the general consensus is people disappear and they don't know where they've gone.
Yep.
Like a lot of people don't even have their phone. They can't get on. They can't obviously get in touch with them through the phone.
Some people don't even have their room key on them. So they can't even get in the elevator to go to their room to be like, guys, help. I've been out all night and got nothing on me.
Oh, man. So he's gone back to Trump Tower with this bird. Yeah. Woke up at 11 a.m. He still can't get in contact with his brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Or was it his brother?
I think it was his brother. One of those. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Either way. So now it's 11 o'clock in the morning / midday and he can't get hold of him for love nor money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Cool.
What did you do? I think I'll hear from him any minute. 12:30, start thinking, Joe, I'll check his file on my iPhone. It says he checked into the Trump Hotel last known location at like 4 a.m. So he must be in the hotel.
4 a.m. checked into Trump. God, he's meant to be at the Trump.
Yeah.
1:30, right. 2:30, 3 o'clock. I'm panicking. I'm thinking, this is the afternoon now. Where could he be? What could possibly be the reason why he's not picking up his phone? It's ringing. There's no location. And I'm just absolutely dumbfounded as to where this kid is. And he is a liability. He's my older brother, but I've always looked after him.
Where this kid is.
3 o'clock. I'm thinking I need to go and speak to security at the Trump Hotel. See if they've got any CCTV footage of this sausage coming back in at 4 a.m. Take a statement, take a description, photos of him, and they start the search.
Wow.
Nothing. Wow. Pause it.
So, it's gone to that level already.
So this is what I find really weird. His phone's actually ringing.
That's it. So he's either ignoring it or someone else has his phone. We don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't know. So he's checked into the Tropicana at 4 a.m. Find my iPhone, yeah?
Trump Tower, not Tropicana.
No, he's Trump. He's...
Oh, sorry, Tropicana. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so he's checked into Trump. His brother, who's all saying at the Trump, has checked into the Tropicana at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's obviously gone back with that bird.
Yep.
Right? So he's gone back 4 a.m. with that bird. So his phone's ringing, but he's decided to not answer the phone to his brother. Mm. Bearing in mind, it's got to what, 4 o'clock the next afternoon?
Yeah. Maybe he's busy.
Sounds like it, mate. He's probably got a wild one there. Either that or she's like kidnapped it or tied him up or something in the room and got hold of his phone. But anyway, go on. Let's see how this one unfolds.
Cool.
I'm up in the room getting ready for this customer meal. 4:30, nothing. 5 o'clock. I'm shaking hands with our biggest customer in Vegas and everyone asking where Cody is. Wow. I'm happy to say that he's really sick. He's under the weather. He's caught a stomach bug and he just can't make it. 6 o'clock. I've still heard nothing. I'm sat around this table with all my customers. And I'm thinking, what? Is my brother dead? Is he? What the hell's going on? Because nobody has hanged over that last that long to the point where if you've been out the night before, you're up and about, even if you've got a rage, you're like, you're still up at 6.
Pause that second.
Yeah. You've at least ate some food or had something.
But that's what it gets like. When people don't answer the phone or they don't get in contact with you, you start thinking the worst. I've been there. And I know the feeling that he would have had because I've been there on numerous occasions with various different people, clients, friends, all sorts, right? I've even been that person that's been on the missing list. We won't go into that today. Yeah. But yeah, like, I know that feeling. And the thing is, he's gone to this conference. He's sitting around for this dinner, but inside he's hollow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that is the feeling you've got. Like when someone that you love or a good friend or whatever, you can't find. And it's like, you understand if they've gone missing for the night, but when it starts getting to 5, 6 p.m. the next day and they've not reached out.
And you've got stuff to do still. Like you said, he's there with his
clients, horrible, mate. Clients, honestly, it's customers. Such a horrible feeling. And it's like you just can't, you can't carry on like normal. You might put a brave face up, but you are empty inside when you hear that someone, until they surface, you can't function.
Yeah.
And that's what he was going through. And I bet that's how he was feeling. But yeah, go on. Let's see.
100%. Let's see what happens.
What's the...
And he's only just woken up. He'd ended up going into one of the casinos. ended up winning about five or six grand cash. Took a stripper back. Ended up having a night with a stripper.
Took a stripper.
Stripper back.
Shrooms, weed, smoking, fucking up till midday, doing what he was doing. nothing. And he stumbled back to the hotel, got back about seven, came for the end of this networking thing, shook the customer's hand. And yeah, I don't know whether they clocked on to his... to his inebriation the day after, but my God, we ended up winning a big contract off the back of it, I think.
Come on!
They ended up getting a big contract at the end of it. Oh, I love that. So, oh, mate. Sorry.
Yeah, whether you want to use that or not, it's one of the scariest stories like, of being a brother and wondering where he was, getting lost in Vegas. It was like the hangover. Sort of, I was living my own hangover nightmare. He was on a roof somewhere and I was looking around thinking he left a mattress out of the roof on the hotel.
You gotta love it, buddy, man. You gotta love it.
Oh, bro. See what I mean? Like, sometimes.
I'm glad it had a happy ending, put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. Like I say, sometimes when these sorts of things happen, you just are fearing the worst.
Yeah.
And then when they finally resurface, you're like, bro, you could have sent a text.
No, but by the sounds of it with that one, yeah, it was. If he won all that money and took that stripper back and he was doing all drugs under the sun and drinking and blah, blah, yeah. He probably wasn't even any fit state to even think about sending a message.
Probably not.
He was just probably living his life, living his best life, actually. Yeah. And because that's what happens. Like, you get lost in Vegas. You get lost. And it's this thing of you're so living in the moment. It's like sometimes, especially if you're drinking, you're doing other substances, whatever it is, you lose all rational thought about your loved ones and what they're going through and whether they're worrying about you and this. You're just literally living the dream.
Yeah,
like, you're just fucking vibing. Yeah, you're just like, I've got this bird here. Like, you probably, I don't know what sort of guy he is, but I mean, some guys are like, that's the first interaction with birds and that. And it's like, they're getting a bit of attention.
And or you're in Vegas.
He's just won $5,000. He said he's won $5,000 on the tables.
Mate. Yeah.
So what a story, man. I love that. That's class. And to top it off,
sorry,
they managed to get a big contract at the end.
I was gonna say, so it was a winner chicken dinner.
That is a vibe. But you know what? It puts out the wrong message though, because obviously next time they go, he might be like, mate, do you know what? If we want to win that big contract, I'm gonna have to go and get off my nut again.
That's how we got it. But yeah, let us know, guys, if you like that format, if you like us pausing it, if you wanted to just hear it the whole way through, or like I said, if you want the stories to come in a little bit shorter. But
yeah,
I
thought, and in all
nice little kick off story there.
I feel like the pause in it, it just, I know obviously some people might be a bit like, oh, I just want to listen to it, I can understand, but I feel like if, because he's speaking so fast, and we're not sure how it's going to come out on the audio yet, that it's nice for us to just recap like the whole way through, just so everyone's following the story.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think it worked quite well. And not just that, like following the story, but it's also to give our spin on it.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Do we agree with that? Do we not? Like, da da da. And just,
it's our genuine reaction and the fact that we're just listening to it as well, just laughing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think the reaction's key. Like,
And I was going to say, it's also authentic coming from the listener, from the audience 100%. Member. Instead of, like I said, maybe we find a better format in the future, but that as a nice little voice note might be the way forward, because it's from them, it's their voice, it's the story, how they remember it and tell it. Whereas, I could read it from an email or a sheet or whatever, but it might not be the same vibe. So,
yeah, no, you're right. And I'll tell you what, one big takeaway from that, I loved at the beginning where he said, I've heard of VIP Vegas.
Yes, I was going
to
say that.
I loved the way he got that in at the beginning. Like, fair play to that guy. So if you're watching, mate, great story. Thanks for sending that in. Really appreciate it. And next time you're planning a trip to Vegas, make sure you give us a shout, And we might be able to look after your brother. So don't go on missing this again. Right, Ronnie, what else we got then?
Cool. I mean, I've got plenty of stories of my own, and obviously so do you. So
do you want to hit us with one of yours that you can think of? Or
I'll tell you what, shall I pass you the phone? You can have a little
okay, let's have a little butchers.
Read of the list.
Wow. Okay, so you have got a few here.
We'll see which one. Because the audience don't know.
What's it says your dad speaking with a prosy? What's that one?
Oh, okay, yeah, we can get into that one.
That just stood out to me. I was thinking, like, what's your old man doing? What, bartering with brasses on the strip? Love that. We have to get your old man on the pod, I think.
Oh, mate, he'd love it, yeah.
Would he?
And a lot of people would watch that episode as well. So for context, I took my dad out to Vegas for his 60th. I can't be the Vegas guy going out to Vegas all the bloody time and not take my old man.
And then talking about it, because you can imagine in Brunty's household, when it comes to like Christmas, birthdays, sitting around a table, all that he's talking about is Vegas. So your dad's like, well, all this talk, when are you going to take me out there? So
this is it. I paid for his flight, his hotel, all that. Took him out there for his 60th. And in November time, the Strip is not as lively. It was like Thanksgiving weekend. So the Strip is not that lively, but that's a good thing because it meant everywhere we wanted to get into, every restaurant, every bar, anywhere we wanted to go, everything was quick, rapid, fast. Taxi, here. Beer, yes, sir, done. We were sitting at the slot machines, and I don't know if it was just because it was November and the drinks girls are very bored or whatever, but you didn't even have to play. I could be tying my shoelace. My dad could be lighting a fag.
Yeah.
Not even playing the slot machines. Another beer, boys. And we're just like 2-3, you know, Coronas still sat there of the pre. And we're like, yeah, go on, and another one.
Well, she weren't even gambling.
Not even gambling. They were just like, yeah, this
that's
very
rare. I'll tell you what, sorry to interrupt on that one, Brunty. Did you hear about the robots that they're introducing?
Yeah, I saw the little robot carrying all the drinks.
So they're bringing out the robots, to carry the drink instead of the waitresses. So then you just sort of tip the robot instead. And
just scary, beat the card or whatever. Yeah, AI is coming.
But anyway, sorry to interrupt. Go on, go for it. Yeah,
so again, we just sat at the slot machines drinking and my dad's just lighting his fag. And this girl comes across to him pretty all tarted up as she is and that. And it's like, oh, how you doing, darling? This, that, and the other. Like, what are you doing? Oh, can I bump one of the cigarettes and that? And he's like, oh, yeah, sure. Because that's the type of person my dad is. You know me very well. And I'm basically, you know, pretty much a replica of him. So he's like, oh, yeah, no, I'm sweetie. I'll give you a fag, this, that, and the other. And she starts sitting down with him. She's like, so you're having a good time and this, that, and the other. And
just like what?
Yeah, she's like, what's your name? And things like that. And so I'm just observing and watching this for about 10 minutes.
This is in the casino, yeah?
This is right in the casino.
This rarely happens in a casino.
I know. That's why I was like, I don't know if it's November or whatever, but clearly... they didn't care at all.
So it's out of season, isn't it? So they're just trying to get any business they can, really. But, you know, what hotel was that? What casino was that?
In Luxor.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's a bit more down and dirty. Anything goes in there, mate.
But when you're just up and down the strip, I'm showing my dad everything. Do you know what I mean? Because he's never been. Yeah. Like, you just end up in random different hotels.
Yeah, of course
stuff.
You do. Yeah, yeah.
And so, we were just in there. And eventually when she's sort of like, oh, you know, if you want a really good time, I can show you a good time. And he's like, I'll give you a cigarette. Like, come and have a drink with us. And she's like, no. And so eventually then she obviously walks off being like, this 60-year-old dude has got no idea. Yeah. Like, and I went over to my dad in the end and I go, Dad, you do realize like
that's a bra.
What she was. That was a bra. And he goes, oh, yeah.
Nah, he actually thought she liked it.
I was like, bro, no pretty girl walks up to, like, I don't know, maybe, but I was like, in my circles, no pretty girl just sort of randomly walks up to you, gets a cigarette off you, and wants to be your friend. So, bless him.
It's Vegas for you, man.
But, happen, I've got plenty more of stories with my dad, and we can go into them, but...
Yeah, I think... Yeah. I think for the listeners as well, it's like in Vegas, what I've experienced is a lot of the women that are on the strip in these, if they're by themselves and they're sort of like between an 8 and a 10 out of 10, they're usually a brass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They don't come up to you.
Yeah, but, so you got to be mindful of that. And I mean, don't get me wrong. Once you've been drinking, you've got your beer goggles on. A 7 or 8 actually does looks like a 9 or a 10.
Yeah.
So, and then obviously, but you've got to be careful because sometimes you start speaking to some people, like you might start speaking to a girl or a lady or whatever, and she's not actually a brass. And then you start talking about money and it's like, you're waiting for the slap. Brunty, what was we saying at the beginning? We're going to go into talking about what to prepare for.
Yeah, so...
Once you've booked your flight or...
This is proper pre. So like I say, we've covered some news and trends. We've covered some stories already.
Yeah.
Just to plug it in there because we always do at the beginning. Obviously, if you're doing a booking through us with VIP Vegas UK, all your nightclubs, pool parties, all the VIP experience there. Again, limo transfers, helicopter tours, gun ranges. As you are a podcast listener, you get a discount code of 10%. Make sure you use Vegas Pod 10. We'll leave it in the description below.
Yeah.
And So I just thought I'd plug that quickly. But
yeah, I mean, just adding on to that, like once you fill out the inquiry form on the website, or whether you message us on social media, or you get through to us via email, just make sure you mention that Vegas Pod 10 for the,
yes,
for the
10%, so we know.
Off the rates and the pricing and stuff.
Funnily enough, that is in the first topic of this episode, is the actual inquiry form. So
okay, yeah,
in regards to what you should consider before you book, we have a nice little inquiry form that pops up on the website, mm-hmm, that helps you to gauge, you know, how many people are bringing with you, what are the dates that you're flying out with,
any music preference, any music
preferences.
So it's yeah, I mean, that's budget. definitely something to consider. You know, like, because it's no good if you're into house, you don't really want to go to an R&B hip hop club, yeah, and vice versa. So it's good for us to know as much as possible. So if you can include that in the inquiry form, as much detail as you can, it just makes it easier for us to facilitate and give you options that are going to be best suited to you.
Oh, the lights are going all sorts. The lights
doing a madness. We ain't got a ghost in here, have we?
I don't know. But that's how you know that this is all, you know, recorded live and it's not all completely heavily edited. But
live and direct.
But yeah, so what I was going to say is that, you know, booking a trip to Vegas has so many other variables. You've got to think of, like, say, the events that you want to do out there.
Yeah.
That also then incorporates the length of time that you're going out for Vegas for, mm-hmm, when you're going, so weather preferences, do you know what I mean? Yeah,
but that's a big one, Bronte, actually.
So it's one of those.
The weather preferences is a big one, because sometimes we've had groups come out, and in March, for example, and they're like, oh, guys, like, what's the weather like? Because they've already booked it and they've come out, and the weather's... In all honesty, the weather in March can be very up and down, very 50-50, very, you know.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes like that.
I've been there March and April, and those 2 months are just a blend between...
Very hit and miss.
Nice and hot, let's say you get lucky, and then on another day you're cold, it's like makes your hands go, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll give you an example. Like, I remember, like, we was looking after this group at daylight in a beach club. Mm-hmm. And this was like either mid-March or toward the end of March. So the pool season generally, for those that don't know, begins round about the start of March each year.
Yeah.
And it's obviously weather dependent. But these guys booked it in, and... yeah, they come to the pool party. They were waiting for ages. It was a big occasion. I think it was either a Hender or something, like a girl's 30th birthday or something.
Okay.
Thunder and lightning, bro.
Really?
Yeah. Well, and it started actually hammering it down. Yeah. So I remember we had to get umbrellas out. It was a nightmare. Oh, so just bear that in mind. Like, March is, even though they call it March Madness, which is big in America.
Which is coming soon.
It's coming soon. It's known as March Madness because it's quite a big bank holiday for Americans. But if you can have the choice of what time to come, and you like the heat and you like the better weather, you're probably better off booking April, May or June.
Yeah.
And probably miss March. It's like skip March because it's very 50. It's very touch and go.
To go on the opposite end of that spectrum is the proper heat times, like your Julys and Augusts, you know.
Yeah.
I have been out in Vegas when it's been 50 degrees, you know, Celsius for UK.
Like 110 or something. Yeah,
it's 100 Fahrenheit.
When it gets like that, that's another good point, Bunny. You want to swerve those months, really. If you're not good at handling the heat, probably avoid July and August.
Well, even if you can function in the heat, it's just the fact that even if you're not a big, like, sweater, we were staying in Mandalay Bay Four Seasons.
If you're not a big sweater,
do you know what I mean? Like, sweaty. That's a video game reference.
Sweaty, yeah, Betty.
Like, we were staying in Mandalay Bay Four Seasons, went down to the pool, literally was out there for maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah.
50 degrees, because I checked my phone and I'd put all this like factor 50 stuff on because I'm quite pale.
Yeah.
Drenched in sweat, just sat there.
Yeah, it's mad.
Didn't even like lay on the sun lounger, just sat on the sun lounger.
Yeah.
And all the, do you know what I mean? And the girls were just like sunbathing and they were like, this is too hot. I was like, mate, I literally have just come down to meet you and I now have to go change and redo my sun cream.
In the pool, I mean, it's similar. Weird. Like, I mean, there was one time, I've said this to a few clients in the past, like, when there's been a few times where it was so hot that I was walking down the street and my flip-flops are literally melting as I'm walking.
Yeah.
Like, that's how hot it can get. It's like, they're literally, you're looking at them and it's like, they're literally melting as you're and like sticking to the floor.
Wow.
So yeah, just bear that in mind. So yeah, I mean, that's definitely something people need to be aware of. Yeah. I mean, the months you come out to Vegas is very important, because a lot of people, they just think it's hot all year round. It's in the desert. Yeah. That's just not the case.
I had to educate a few people on that as well. Yeah. And I said, no, bring a jacket if you're going at that time of the year.
Yeah, March, definitely bring jackets and jumpers, because you just don't know what it's going to be like. But you know, this is all part of why we wanted to do the pod, really.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like letting people, not just obviously fun stories and stuff like that, but it's giving people like knowledge and an insight into, you know, what to do when you get to Vegas, what months to come out, like, you know, just understanding, really, you know.
Given that valuable information, Steve's been doing the Vegas thing since 2015 and I've been going since 2013. We've got both of us a decade of plus of experience of going to that city that it's able to give that to you in real time. Plus, you could research it or you could YouTube it, but you can also just send us in any questions, comments. Like I said, if you're there with your host, they're on WhatsApp, we're on the other end of the phone or the email anyway. And yeah, it's just a good little way for you to get this little bit of valuable knowledge whilst also having a bit of fun with some stories and a little bit of,
that's it. You know, that's the whole point of it. And I think, you know, we are trying to deliver value, and we're trying to give, you know, you guys up-to-date information. But obviously, coming back to what you said about the host stuff, it's like, once, you know, you don't have to book with us and you can get the knowledge from the pod.
Yep.
But also, if you do book with us, we have guys on the ground to answer any other questions or queries you might have, or if you need any advice. Once you land, we put you in touch with one of our hosts or one of us, depending on how the setup is or how busy we are that weekend or that week. And you've got, in a sense, a 24-hour host to ask any questions or queries and advice to, really.
Touching on that subject, landing time is something that everybody just doesn't seem to even factor in.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So
yeah, it's not bad. Yeah.
Fair few flights, right, that go from the UK to Vegas. And obviously you've got the big main airliners and that, who literally have their contracts with whichever airport, and they'll land at specific times and stuff. So what I would say personally,
BA and Virgin are the main ones.
They're the main two. That's what I mean. I didn't know if you wanted me to mention them or not, but BA and Virgin are the main two.
It's all common knowledge.
Fly out to Vegas, and they have a pretty, not, I wouldn't say strict times, but that's when they know that they're allowed to go and land and this, that, and the other. But I'd say some of these times that I've had to land in the past at like 7 p.m., and you land, let's say, on a Thursday. I always use Thursday as an example. It's because you're leaning up to the weekend and you're buzzing adrenaline.
I would say that's probably one of the most popular days
land, isn't it? So,
Wednesday and Thursday, really.
Yeah. Because like I say, you want that build up to the weekend, because whatever time your flight is, when you're landing there at 7, you've got the whole, you know, when you people are sitting in their chair or stood up because the belt light's just been turned off, you wait like 10, 15 minutes on the plane, even though it's just landed, for the staircase and that. So you've got that time. Then you've got to go through the whole immigration with the passports and that. Another thing to consider before you book is make sure you get your ESTAs done. Yeah. You do not want to be that guy or that girl who turns up at border control and they're like, what's an ESTA?
Don't they check doesn't ESTA now have to be linked to your passport, so they won't actually allow you to leave your home country without the right visa,
maybe?
But yeah, just bear that in mind, because I mean, it doesn't take a long time to fill out. It just asks you questions like, have you been in trouble before?
$14 or something.
Yeah, where are you staying when you get to America or stuff like that? So bear in mind, you've got to fill that out.
But yeah, so you've got all the immigration stuff that you'll get through. Then you've got to go collect your bag, because obviously it's Vegas. You're not just going to have a little carry-on unless you're only there for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Get through all that. Then either, if you're with us, you'll get your limo, so you don't even have to wait for a taxi or an Uber.
Usually we've got our drivers waiting there with your name
with
card.
Sign up.
So then you just look out for your name card, and our drivers will take you to the vehicle, loading all the stuff for you, and then take you straight onto your hotel. Or if you want to stop at the Vegas sign, like a lot of people do.
Yeah, or the liquor store. Yeah. I always get my limo
store,
driver.
The liquor store going first, bro.
100%.
Yeah, that's where we got to go. Because they changed the law, actually, with bringing liquor to the airport. So lot of our drivers, they find it difficult now. Well, they don't find it difficult, they just don't want to break the rules. Like, they just don't want to bring in I think from what a few drivers have said, they do get spot checks. So it's like they don't want to take the risk on loading up with alcohol for clients and then getting a spot check and getting a silly fine.
Yeah.
So what we tend to do now is once you've landed, there's a few liquor stores literally as you just come out the airport. Mm. So we just, you know, we stop there and stock up. But it's usually quite a good way of doing it because you want to have liquor buzzing in your rooms and stuff anyway. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? So you've got
cheaper way of doing
and,
it.
And you can save a lot of money doing it that way. So you can sort of pre-drink in the morning before you go to the pool party.
Exactly.
Or the nightclub in the evening. So yeah, it's good to have a few bottles knocking about.
Yes, yeah, so you've got all of that time to encumber some, plus then you get to the hotel and it's not like a Premier Inn. The lines and the reception desk is huge.
Yeah.
People are so surprised of how big it is. And obviously if you've got a certain tier membership, you'll get to go through the VIP bit or a separate queue, but you've got all that. Then once
for me, that's what I do.
This is it.
Skip straight through, baby.
I've tried to build up my points, but I just can't get
straight
it.
Straight platinum
level.
M life, baby. You know we do. No, I've got the what is it? Platinum M life,
and then Caesar's,
which allows you
diamond
to buy a port. Yeah, and then I've got diamond on the Caesars, which just Caesars. Don't get me wrong; it's good to have. You can bypass loads of things. You get discounts, this and the other. But I used to like the days where Caesars would have a separate room. So if you was in any Caesars hotel, there's like a room for diamond members. Wow. And we used to go in and it was all laid on, free food, free drink, everything
like
that.
Like an airport lounge.
Yeah,
sort of like, that.
Like an airport lounge, but for diamond card members.
Wow.
But I know that they've probably not all hotels, but they've put a stop to it in most hotels that are owned by Caesars. It's probably because people are taking the piss, do you know what I mean? Like
maybe,
going a little bit, being a bit greedy or just taking stuff home and whatever else. So
so you got
way,
like
getting
I said,
back to you.
All that sort of time, I'd say, is at least an hour and a half
to pass
stuff.
Through. Yeah, yeah.
Do you mean to do that whole process to even get to the hotel? So it's at least a 20-minute drive from the strip. Sorry, from the airport to the strip and wherever you're staying.
Yeah.
Then once you get to the actual desk, they've got to obviously check all of your reservations, this, that, and the other. You got to obviously clock in the time that it takes to do that. Once you got up to the room, eventually, hopefully your room is nice and clean and everything's all as it is. Now you've got one of like two or three options. You're either going to be absolutely knackered, so you just want to sleep.
Can we tell you a funny story actually, where you said about getting to your room being clean? We looked after these clients like a couple of years ago, and they've gone. This was actually, I don't want to say the hotel because I don't want to throw them under the bus, right? And I don't want to throw the cleaners under the bus and that. But basically, they've checked into the hotel, right? They were meant to go to a nightclub a couple of hours after they checked in.
Right.
So coming back to what you're saying, it's like you got to be cautious of what time you land because you want to be able to clear customs, get to the hotel, whatever else. So they've got past all that part, checked into the hotel, and someone has done a shit underneath the fucking, I know, bro, honestly. Like, so they've gone in and they're like, we're going to be a bit late, bro. I was like, what do you mean? He sent me a picture. Yeah, and it was literally someone that had a shit underneath the chair that was next to the bed.
What?
And you're just like, what the fuck's going on? Why, how can this cleaner miss that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so, but she's obviously missed it. And there's like fucking, so they obviously had to change their room, which took even longer.
Yeah.
So coming back to what you were saying, it's like, yeah, I mean, just it's a whole process. So you want to sort of have enough time to it.
Because like I said, you either have a problem like that with a turd in the middle of the floor or whatever.
Mate, but honestly, when he sent me the photo, I couldn't believe it. I was just like, what the fuck? And can you imagine if he put that online? Imagine if he put that on like one of the blogs or,
like,
you know,
Facebook
one
group or
one
something.
That hotel would be ruined.
Yeah. And obviously,
and just to let you know, right, it's actually one of the better known hotels as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crazy.
You can tell me off camera.
Yeah. Go on.
I was just going to say, I know that, the room part, you want to make sure that that's all clean. Cause like I say, you either want to get a sleep in or you just want to be, again, unpacked, changed, get the drinks.
Or you might need, want to upgrade. It might not be what you thought you was getting.
Yeah.
Or the view might not be right out the window. That's sometimes quite a big thing for people. Because they book a room and in their head, they're thinking, oh, I'm going to get a nice room, a view of the strip.
Yeah.
And then they get there and all they're seeing is like
the mountain or the side of the pool.
Side of a building. And it's like, this ain't really what my Vegas experience is about. So yeah, just bear that in mind. Like, you might need a bit more time to change the room.
Yeah,
if it's not up to your expectation.
So like I said, let's say using my 7 p.m. example, you've done all this, it's like 2-3 hours in, and you've not even been able to go out on the strip, have a drink. You've not, you know, by the time you've had a shower, changed or whatever, you're like, oh, we need some actual proper food. Plus you're also knackered from another 10-11 hour flight.
Yeah.
So if you, like I say, land with one of these airliners that puts you at 7 p.m., just consider that about 10, 11 at night is when you're actually then going
to
be
ready to go out.
Ready to go out.
Yeah.
And you've either got to have that adrenaline, that energy to just go out and just
I think it's a good one to touch on for the viewers, because a lot of people think they can land and then they'll be at their hotel and checked out within an hour. Like a lot of the time, especially the busy months like May and September and June, like you could potentially be in customs for an hour, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I've seen it all, but you've seen it as well. Just to give the viewers another story as well, like sometimes if you've done anything in the past, like something might flag up when you was younger, you could even get pulled into secondary inspection.
Yeah.
And if you go into the secondary inspection, they could hold you in there for another half hour, 45 minutes, asking you every question under the sun. Cause I've seen it happen. I've had clients that have been drinking on the flight and they've just had a little bit too many. And then they've got to Harry Reid Airport or McCarran International, as it was called.
Yeah.
And because they're drunk, they've been pulled into secondary inspection and basically sent home.
Wow.
Obviously they weren't just drunk, but they're disorderly. And
I know so make sure when you get to that point as well, guys, that you are super serious, answer all their questions very respectfully.
Yeah.
You know, they get thousands of people through there, so you don't want to make their job, their day any harder. So
generally,
they're pretty sound.
Yeah,
though,
they're sound. They love the Brits that go over there and stuff, and they're very welcoming. But if you start disrespecting them, just like anywhere in the world, wherever you go, and it's the whole thing of treat people how you want to be treated. And if they're trying to like do their job, taking you through customs, and you're swearing at them.
Yeah,
you know, you wouldn't
being loud. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
What we're saying is just expect to get sent home.
Yeah, you don't want that after 10 hours.
It happens, bro. And they won't send you back straight away. They sometimes put you in like some holding thing.
Yeah,
and then send them back. So all these things you've got to remember, because when you're on the way to Vegas, it's quite easy to get carried away and think, that's it, my holiday starts now, when you start drinking and, you know, getting flat out on the plane. Just bearing in mind that you've still got to get through customs.
You've got a whole, let's say you're out there for a week, you've got a whole week to get on the source or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So another thing as well to consider is that obviously it should be now that they've updated the fact that the resort fees have to be like very much reflected in part of the price, because what it used to be is that they'd advertise a price to hook you in. Then by the time it comes to checkout, you're like, why has the price been doubled? It's because there's a $35 to $50 resort fee tax on top.
I think with the resort fees, they've looked into that, and it's like you say, it's being very transparent with it now. And also they do mention about the resort fees up front, like when you first check in now. So you have to clear that before you check in. And I mean, a lot of these places online, I won't mention any agents or travel companies, but a lot of travel companies now include the resort fee.
Yes.
Some of them still don't. So some of them, you're thinking you're getting a really good deal, and then you get to the hotel and they're whacking on an extra $30 to $50 per night. Because they've not, and like you say about hooking you in, that's how they've hooked you in, by giving you that lower price. So just watch out for that, and just double check that the resort fees are included with the price. And if they're not, then you know how much you've got to pay extra when you get there.
Two little tips and tricks I'll give you, because it's not just all, you know, the things to watch out for. There's also solutions to these problems. So one thing you can do with regards to resort fees, if you do get one of the players cards, you can charge everything to your room. And if you've spent a certain amount, you might be able to then at checkout, instead of paying the resort fees as soon as you get to that desk, as soon before you get up to the room, you can say, you know, is there anything you can do for us? Because I don't know, you spent X amount of money.
Yeah.
They might then knock half your resort fees off, all of them off or whatever, because you've spent, and they can see that you've spent all the money in there. restaurants, their bars, their clubs, whatever, all in the hotel, or you've gambled. So that's one thing. Another thing in regards to the room upgrades, little trick.
Yeah.
It's a very known thing online, but those of you who are new to Vegas, it's called like the $20 trick.
If you slide your passport,
you slide the little $20 or $50
in. Sometimes they laugh at that, though, bro.
They do, because it's sometimes very cliche. But
yeah, I mean, it's worth giving it a go, right? Yeah. The worst they're going to do is just laugh at you and say it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, people try, or maybe not $20, maybe chuck a 50 in there.
Yeah, 50. I'd say 50 more than 20, but the 50 cliche to 100, term,
really. Yeah. But what was you saying before that? That was it. I would highly recommend a rewards program.
Yes.
Like whatever hotel you're staying at, definitely sign up to their rewards program when you check in. Because, you know, you can build up the points. And then, like you say, Bronny, you can use those points for resort fees being wiped, upgrades here, you know, various different things, skipping lines at the valet and whatever.
Let me tell you as well, when I was saying on a previous episode about catching the Vegas bug, if you were having the Vegas blues once you've come back from your trip, once you're now on, let's say, MGM or Caesars or whoever you've booked with, once you're on their players cards and you're on their radar and they just send you a nice little email or a nice little thing on the app to go,
two nights comp, four nights comp,
some resort credit, and you're like, oh, I've got to go back there. I've got to use it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So that's another cool little way that you can get
it's cool, but that being said, if you're easily influenced and easily led, it's probably better to stay off their mailing system, because like you'll be booking flights to Vegas every other week.
Yeah, you'll turn out like me. one other thing to cover off as well. I know we've covered a lot of the hotel sort of stuff. We'll go back to again before you even go out to Vegas, is just make sure that you've got some type of credit card or, you know, enough money on a debit card that they'll have like a security hold as well. So you also need to make sure, I think they charge like $50 per night security deposit.
Yeah, it's like security deposit, what they call it, incidental. So if anything happens in the room, then they've got a way of sort of like replacing whatever happens, whether it's the carpet or some, you know, pictures or mirror gets smashed or whatever it is. So yeah, just bear that in mind. You do have to put down a card. Sometimes you can pay the incidentals in cash as well, though, just beforehand. So if it's 50 a night, and you're there for five nights, you've got to give them 250. But yeah.
But so that does get refunded to your card.
Yeah.
It's just a hold.
That gets refunded at the end. Was there anything else, Bronte, regarding what to think about before you making the trip?
Yeah. So the next part I was going to move on to is, especially if you're booking through with us, think of your length of time in Vegas. So we've said on a previous episode about not doing it back to back. So let's say you're out there for a week, you know, you want to do a pool party, you want to do a nightclub, and then a couple of days after you want to do another one. Mm-hmm. Just consider that, your party size, your budget, because obviously Vegas is an expensive place.
Yeah.
All those events you want to do, plus whatever you want to do during the day. Do you know what I mean? If you want to go visit one of these museums, they've got the Mob Museum, they've got the Neon Light one, they've got they've got so many. They've got Haunted Museum.
They've got Area 51.
Area 51 or Area 15, sorry.
Area 15, which is like a dispensary. No, it's decent to check out. But then you've got loads of other bits and bobs off the strip to go to as well. You've got the Porn Stars place. It's quite good to go and check out.
That's a cool little
shop. Some of you might have seen that on Sky and some of them.
So you've got to have all these sort of factors in, because time out there, especially when you're walking on the strip, there's a meme online that one friend says, oh, we can walk there, and it just has this huge arrow along the strip being that's our destination. That
we just put a few videos out like that. We're just it's all good, we walk there, and then like an hour later they're still walking towards this hotel, because it's a bit of an illusion, isn't it? It's sort of like you think, oh, it's only there, but really it's like an hour walk away or a 45 minute walk away or whatever. So
there's also another famous meme where I think it's something along the lines of, oh yeah, Vegas ain't ready for me, this, that, and the other. And then below the meme, it basically goes, yeah, Vegas ain't ready for you and your Target shirt and four beers and two gin and tonics later or whatever. So if you are booking the events, make sure you do kind of space them out a little bit, because as Steve has said in some previous stories and stuff, just hitting it hard back to back is just so draining that then when it comes to your Monday, Tuesday, and you're like, oh, I'm feeling like, you know, a bit brittle, is because of
I think with that, obviously, like I've said before, though, it is pretty much a case by case, group by group situation.
Yeah,
where
I can party like, pretty hard
because some people don't drink, and then they could probably do back to back day night. But if you are drinking, doing back to back two back-to-backs is going to be tough going and hard work. You know what I mean? Because like,
yeah,
no matter how much electrolytes you have and how many times you get the IV drip people sent round to your hotel room.
They have those little like hangover cure shots, didn't they?
Yeah, they don't work, bro. They don't
work. No, they don't. They're horrible.
They work. Even the IV drip, I don't know whether it's psychological. I've had it before.
There's loads of oxygen stations as well.
There's oxygen stations. Yeah, I mean, they're not bad. I think it's a little bit gimmicky myself. Yeah. I'll tell you what I have learned, which I can touch on in this podcast as a seasoned professional at drinking and getting flat out, best hangover cure is to eat something before you go to sleep.
Yes.
Right? Try and drink at least a pint of water before you go to sleep. Yep. In the morning, and mix that with electrolytes as well.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Try and put a bit of salt in there. If you can get an electrolyte drink ready-made,
they all have like these tablets, don't they? You can just drop in water and it's like a nice little juice drink.
That's it, and it's mixed, got certain like salt and stuff in it. So drink that. In the morning, do the same thing again. Try have an electrolyte. I've also found if you go and have a massage, believe it or not, honestly, if you have a massage, it's like it sort of massages the toxins out of your body.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've you might not try that one. Obviously, two liters of water, maybe three, if you can drink, if you can get it down. Yeah. Electrolytes, massage, and what else? And that's it. You know the eye drops you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do the eye drops because it sort of brings you back to life. Again, it might be psychological, but it works for me, bro. And also, before you have the massage, if you can, get in a sauna.
Yeah.
Sauna and a steam room. Sweat it out, man.
See, my sort of hangover cures are just brutal. Mine's either go straight into the gym and you do hardcore cardio.
That's a good one. Yeah, but do you know what? That's what I'm saying. It's still
Look, you want to party hard and be Mr. Brunty Vegas? Yeah. Right, now you got to go suffer for an hour, do some burpees and go on the treadmill.
That's what I'm saying. You're still sweating it out of your system. Whichever way you look at it, whether it's a sauna or whether it's on a treadmill, you're sweating it out of the system. And that is one of the key things you need to do to try and get out of this hangover state. But I feel like when I'm hungover, some of the hangovers you get, it's like horrible. The last thing you want to do is run on a treadmill.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Because it's like you borderline want to spew up everywhere or you're going to faint.
Yeah.
So I tend to do the 2-3 liters, electrolytes, jump in a sauna and sweat it out that way.
Nice.
Hit the spa basically. And there's so many decent spas in Vegas.
We'll have to do a little bit of an episode on the spas. Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to learn a bit more about them.
Mate, I'm Dr. Spa, bro. I know all the spas. I'm the king of spas in Vegas. So if you need to know, let me know. I'll tell you the best ones in each hotel. I could even mention.
We'll do it on another episode.
Yeah, we'll keep that.
I was going to say the final point, I guess the most unprofessional answer is just to keep drinking.
The lads will know.
I always come down. They're like, he's got a bottle of Corona in one hand and a bottle of Fiji in the other. And he just wakes up 9 a.m. sharp every day. He's been to the gym. Like, they're like, Brentley, how do you do it? And I'm like, it's just my Vegas routine.
Yeah. So you can't get a hangover if you stay drunk.
This is it.
Remember that one. I'm looking dead into the camera on that. That's another one. If all else fails, stay drunk, stay drinking.
You know it. You know it.
That's the message we're sending out, Brentley. Yeah.
That's why I said it's the unprofessional answer. But it is the more fun.
I love that, man. But that's how it's got to be. So yeah, that's things to just bear in mind. Pack your electrolytes and just find a good spa because you're going to need it.
I was literally going to say, if you were to give me a bit of a breakdown on what people should pack, you know, let's say they are clients of ours, they're doing a pool party, they're doing a nightclub, they're going to see a show, they're doing a helicopter tour. Like, you know, let's say they're thinking, well, it's 9 times out of 10, depending on what, obviously, class you fly, but you know, if you are in like economy, you only get like 23 kg or something like that, you know.
Like, obviously, other than the usual stuff, like, you know, your clothes and whatever else, pretty much everything else can be bought in Vegas. So, as long as you've got your passport and you've got a card or some cards with money on,
cash is still prominent out there. So, it's not like everybody talks about the cashless society and all that.
No.
Not in Vegas. It's very much, you can use it in the taxis. You can, obviously, tipping is a massive thing. Make sure you tip.
Tipping's a massive thing. And I think we'll get onto that in another
episode. We'll do another episode.
Yeah, we'll make a note of that. And just to bear in mind as well, like you're saying about cash, which is definitely true. But also bear in mind the cash withdrawal charges. From,
yeah, we'll do an episode on the ATM. Cash then.
Yeah, because it can get quite expensive. And there is a tendency, especially on busy weekends, where they rank up that price.
Yeah.
So when they know there's more people in town, they up the transaction fee. Yeah,
I've got a funny little ATM story I'll say in another episode. But yeah, so I think, yeah.
Everyone's watching. No, tell us now, tell boys. Us now, like, what do you mean another episode? I'm here now watching.
Got to keep teasing, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The other things I think is to make sure you know what, you know, what your outfits are and stuff like that. Because what, like you said, you can go out and buy stuff out there because it's massive on shopping. You've got forum shops out there. You've got
crystal
shops,
which
you know
is
what I mean?
Near the Aria and stuff. Well, it's at the Aria actually, the crystals. Yeah. It's a bit more on the expensive side, but you've also got the, have you been to the two outlet centers?
The North and
premium
South
outlet
premium
centers. Yeah. Oh, mate. Oh,
they're really good as well. So it's sort of like a Bicester Village thing where it's like all the outlets and stuff. Yeah. But
if time is of the essence, though, it's probably because they do take a little while to get to and back.
Yes, they're off strip. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I would definitely say if you think you've packed enough, like sun cream, like toiletries, obviously you could buy it all out there, but obviously, like, double it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
amount of times you're out in that sun, you just need a bit of a top up, especially on a pool party day.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'll have like a little Armani or a Boss bag or whatever, and I'll just put one of those small up. Do you know what I mean? Because you just never know and stuff, and you don't really want to be having heat stroke when you want to have a good time. So
yeah, no, that's it. Especially you have to put some on that head as well,
Brandon. I do, man.
Make sure you put some of that on before you hit the pool party, boy. Yeah,
bro. I mean, I'll tell you what, a little small story about beer park. I was the only one, because I went up there in May. It was actually when I was doing all the hosting for you in May. So it was like 30 degrees. And I went to beer park and said, you know, can I have a table? And they go, oh, yeah. Would you like a table? Or would you like to sit on the balcony bit? There's no one on the balcony.
Oh, I love the balcony bit.
And I was like, I'll have a seat at the balcony, please. I was like, I'm from the UK. We never get nice heat sun out there. And I was the only one sat on that balcony, probably looking like a weirdo. Thinking
like lobster by the end of it.
Cooking 30 degree heat with my bald head. But yeah, I was just like, bro, like we never get this type of sun in the UK. So I was just like sipping on that beer. But yeah, everyone else was in the aircon sort of area.
It's nice when you first get there and you sit down, right? And you think, oh, nice heat. And then the ice cold beer comes over. All of a sudden, like within about a minute, the beer goes warm.
Yeah.
And then you've actually like burning up.
Part of me was like, just like regretting a little bit, but I was like, nah, I've got enough. Like,
the views are the best though.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, with the fountains and stuff.
The views are the best there.
But yeah, so I'd say pack all those sorts of things. Steve has already touched on things that to wear in like these establishments, make sure it is smart casual, this, that, and the other.
Yeah. They'll be able to find that in previous episodes.
Anything else you reckon they should pack? I wouldn't bother packing like, you can do for like food and stuff like that, but I'd say, like you say, buy everything out there. They've got CVS and Walgreens, you know, you can go to various places.
I mean, food wise, don't worry about that. Nah. You just get all that out there. But if you are, because they don't sell chewing gum in Vegas.
Nah,
that's the thing. You didn't know that.
How have I never known
this? Yeah, no, they don't sell chewing gum, man. It's because obviously it will ruin the pavements and the actual strip. So they don't sell chewing gum in Vegas. So if you do like chewing gum, obviously take chewing gum with you.
Of those. Okay.
And because they only sell mints in all the
I was gonna say it's CVS probably why then, because I'm more of a mint guy, because then obviously you don't want to be walking around the strip like, where am I going to put this? Type thing.
So people will end up throwing it on the floor and it's a nightmare. But just bear that in mind. Everything else you can pretty much get when you arrive. So don't panic if you forget. And like some clients have had before where their cases are just not turned up.
Yeah.
So, and they've obviously gone down a premium outlet center and bought all the clothes they needed for their trip. So yeah. Make sure you've got your passport and make sure you've got cash or some cards that are working, and then you should be good to go. Yeah, go on.
I was just also going to say, in terms of considering what you book, we have said in the previous episode, obviously, to not worry about the artists too much, but budget-wise, if you had to sort of, not guess, if you had to sort of say, would you, how much sort of money should you sort of bring if you're trying to do a couple events, how much, you know, cash, this and the other. I'd say if you're going out there for a week, for me personally, depending on obviously your earning level. Mm-hmm. I'd say like 3 to 5K should cover a lot for just, you know, doing your events, food, drink, this, that, and the other. Obviously, if you earn more or less, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's a good question, Bronny, because that's another one that we get a lot. A lot of people ask, oh, how much do we need? And I think the general perception of Vegas is, oh, I'm going to need bundles of money.
Yeah.
But that's just not the case. No. It might have been way back in the day, but now it's like everything's affordable. And it's had to have been like that because of like the 2008 crash and this, that, and the other, and a few other, you know, like, you know, people being priced out and the amount of competition. When there's a lot of competition, prices tend to go down because people are sort of like fighting for the business. So they want to undercut the competition. So I feel like it's, you know, all these different establishments are moving in and opening up in Vegas. It's sort of done the whole of Vegas a favor and the customer, the consumer, and the traveler. So, it's one of them where like you say, depending on budget, some people, you know, they come in and there's no budget because they're on their businesses or their company's card or whatever. They've won the lottery or they've come into some money, big inheritance, or, you know, they're a trust fund kid or something like that. So they don't really care. But just for the, you know, like for the average person, you can do, we tend to say, you know, the pool parties and the nightclubs for a decent table, drinks all night, entry and stuff, you're looking about $250 to $400 per person, depending on what you want. So if you do 2 pool parties, 2 nightclubs, you're looking between sort of like $1,000. You could probably do it at $1,500, something like that. So that covers you for that. If you want to do a gun range, probably another $200 or $300, depending on the package.
Yeah.
And then you've got your flight and hotel, which you can get some decent deals now for probably like £1,000 or
especially if you do have the membership card, with the players card.
So yeah, when you add it up, so let's say you spend between £1,000 and $1,500 for your flight and hotel.
Yeah.
Plus the itinerary stuff, which I said was round about what, $1,000 to $1,500 per person.
Yeah.
Even if it's $2,000, that brings you to round about sort of $2,000, $2,500 in English.
Yeah.
And then once you've got that covered, you probably just need to take an extra £500 for food.
Not per day. Oh, okay, sorry.
It depends if you go to the high-end restaurants.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you can go to, you know, a lot of like different places, you know, like you said earlier about the Buffalo Wild Wings and you've got Denny's you can go to for breakfast.
I was going to say,
it's all like the reasonably priced. Like, it's not going to cost you a lot.
You're going to have like a blend between, oh, I'm hungover, I just need like pizza or a McDonald's In-N-Out thing or whatever, In-N-Out burger. Like that,
yeah.
And then you've got the other times where you're like, right, we're going to a nice show, let's have a nice steak dinner. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You're in the suit or whatever. Yeah.
So maybe like, I don't know, depending on what your budget are and depending on how many restaurants you want to go and check out, again, you could easily do another $500 to $1,000 on that. Mm. And then obviously you're gambling. If you want to gamble, then again, sky's the limit. You can change up $100 a day. You can change up $50 a day. You can change up $1,000 a day. It just depends on your budget. So yeah, I think that's a good thing. I'll give you a quick example before we wrap up. One of my good friends, his boss came out and we looked after them, planned a few pool parties and stuff. But he had quite a good idea in the sense of he budgeted per day in envelopes. Yeah. So he was out there for 5 days. But what he did was to stay within his budget. This might work for some people, it might not work for others. Like, you know, I'm not really one to do that. I would just see how it goes and see how we get on. Do you know what I mean? Because sometimes, some days you want a bigger budget than others.
Of course.
But what he did, I think he put something like $2,000 in each envelope per day. Wow. So then once he'd done that, that was him done. Yeah. So once he'd blown it all on either gambling or drinking or whatever he'd done, he would call it a night.
And I guess if he didn't spend it all, we could just carry it over to the next day.
Yeah, so that's what he did. So that ensured that he still had money towards the end of his trip, even though like he runs a big business and had in a construction company and whatever. Okay. Yeah. So, but you know, some of the people with the most money are the most careful. Yeah. So that was his way of doing it, because sometimes, as you know, as you've probably done yourself, you can get blinded by the lights and start spending a lot at the beginning of the trip.
Yep.
And by sort of like day 3, day 4, you're like, shit, I've run out of dough, or you're running low anyway. So yeah, that's just another, that's just an example of what you can do before you leave. Cause he done that. He changed up the money, changed up the dollars before he got on the flight, got the envelopes out, put them in his suitcase. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, he did it that way.
Speaking of money.
Go on.
Roulette time, I figure, bro.
Oh yeah. Sorry, we nearly forgot about that. Right, here we go. This is a bet that me and Bronte have got, guys. We're putting $500 down each. And basically, if we hit the number, one of us owes the other person $500.
Yeah. So I had on a previous episode me doing red. I mean, you can do a number if you want. You don't have to do red or black, but I did red.
No, that was the questions though.
Yeah.
We'll do the rapid fire questions after.
Yeah.
But this is another part we're going to do. So I'm going to go red 7.
Cool.
What you got?
I was going to say, because I did that just on the red, I just had a little spin, but I was thinking I'm going to also put one down on a number.
Right, you want that red 13. 7, yeah?
Red 7, yeah?
Yeah.
You got it?
Go for it.
And I'm going to go for a
zoom
black 17.
We might need to zoom on the cameras for this one, just so we can see what's going on.
What I'm
going to
do is I'm going to film it on my iPhone and then we can clip that in so people can actually see it's
perfect.
Genuine.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, because these microphones are getting in the way, bro. Right, so whilst you're up, you may as well do the honours.
No worries, bro.
Here he goes. You ready, guys and girls? It's 500 quid, Bunny. $500. Red 7, red 7, red 7.
And that is a black number 6.
Neither of us won. This is just going to be something we do on every pod, just to spice it up a little bit.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah. And so, should we finish off by the rapid fire?
Rapid fire questions and then tell you about our giveaway and
then we're good end. I mean, we're already 1 hour 12 minutes.
Hang on, yeah.
So yeah, I think
1 hour 6 there, but
in that case, do you want to just wrap up now? What's happened there?
So again, I really appreciate that everybody who has watched to the end, you are always going to be the guys that get told about the giveaway. Again, it's going to be an entry where you have to like, comment, subscribe, and follow the social media pages.
Also, we've got this bag to give away.
Sorry, yeah,
this
completely
forgot about that. This is a Tower Beach bag filled with goodies. This is going to go to one lucky subscriber. Drop your comments in, guys. Give us a reason why you want to win it. And then how are we going to do, what should we do with the, well, with holiday giveaways coming?
I reckon those who have put in their submissions, if you've chosen a number and we'll do a roulette spin and if it lands on that number, then they can have
that. That's
a
good one, Bryant. I like that. Yeah. Nice. So keep putting your numbers in the comments below. We're going to do the spin. If it comes in, then you get the bag. We'll contact you. How are we going to contact them though?
We'll find a way. They'll tell us.
We'll announce it on here. Pull up the actual video and then...
We'll see. We'll tell you who's won and obviously we'll see your name and obviously then if you don't collect the prize, then we'll have to go to the next one.
Yeah, we'll have to do it again. But yeah, thanks for watching, guys. And we will see you on the next one.
Well, let me just say about socials as well. Sorry.
Quick. quick. Get that in.
So social medias, make sure you follow us at VIP Vegas UK. It's all over on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and also VIP Vegas podcast. Make sure you follow that on all the socials. Brenty_Vegas
@StevieJUK.
Cool. Let's go. See ya.
Peace.